Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Havenin with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, October 6. A day after the New South Wales Liberal Party voted in new Premier Dominic Perrottet, former leader Gladys Berejiklian has emerged for the first time since she resigned. Berejiklian returned to her electorate office in Northbridge, a site that has been filled with flowers and messages of support over the last few days. The former Premier spoke briefly while collecting some of the flowers from outside her office.
What do you make of all of this?
It's very comforting, thank you.
How have you been going?
Oh, okay, thank you. I just want to say again a big thank you to everybody. It's been enormous comfort to know people care, and I want the community to get behind Premier Perrottet, as I know they will. He will be an outstanding leader, and at this important time, we need everybody to follow the Premier's words and make sure that we come out of this lockdown as safely as possible.
And just days after Gladys Berejiklian stepped down as Premier over an ICAC probe, there are reports Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is under investigation by Victoria's anti-corruption watchdog. The Premier maintains he behaves appropriately at all times and is focused on keeping the community safe and working on the state's roadmap for recovery. But that hasn't stopped opposition leader Matthew Guy from calling on Andrews to step down while the investigation is ongoing, a call the Premier has rejected. And New South Wales is close to reaching its 70% fully vaccinated target after a massive jump in the vaccination rate overnight. As of Wednesday morning, 69.1% of the population aged 16 and over is fully vaccinated, with just over 89% receiving their first dose. While in Victoria, there have been 1,420 new COVID cases and 11 COVID-related deaths in the 24 hours to midnight. It comes as the state eases border restrictions, with New South Wales and the ACT opening the door for more stranded residents to return home. Queensland recorded no new cases yesterday, with any fallout from the NRL Grand Final still to be realised. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.